Reasoning with All Sorts of Men. Between 1965 and 1976, the number of publishers in Burma grew by over 300%. Most of the new ones who responded favorably to the Witness's preaching efforts came out of Christendom. Yet the brothers knew that God's will is that all sorts of men should be saved and come to an accurate knowledge of truth. 1 Timothy 2:4. Accordingly, from the mid-1970s onward, they intensified their efforts to preach to Burma's many other religious believers, including Buddhists, Hindus, and animists. There were numerous challenges. Buddhists do not accept a personal god or creator. Hindus worship millions of gods, and Burma's animists revere powerful spirits called nats. Superstition, divination, and spiritism abound in these religions. And while most devotees view the Bible as a holy book, they usually know little or nothing about Bible characters, history, culture, and concepts. The brothers, however, knew that the powerful truths in God's Word can touch any human heart. They simply needed to rely on God's Spirit and use the art of teaching, that is, sound reasoning that appeals to people's hearts and motivates them to make changes in their lives. 2 Timothy 4:2. Consider, for example, how Rosaline, a longtime special pioneer, uses sound reasoning when speaking with Buddhists. She explains, "When Buddhists are taught that there is a creator, they often ask, 'But who created the creator?' Buddhists view animals as reincarnated humans, so I reason with them using their pets as an example. 'Does a pet know that its owner exists?' I ask. 'Yes.' 'But is it aware of its owner's job, marriage, or background?' 'No.' Likewise, since humans are different from God, who is a spirit, should we expect to understand everything about God's existence or origins? No. Such reasoning has convinced many sincere Buddhists to consider further evidence proving God's existence. When sound reasoning is coupled with genuine Christian love, it can have a powerful impact on people's hearts. Ong Thuyen, a former Buddhist, relates, "When comparing my Buddhist belief in nirvana with the Bible's promise of paradise on earth, I found paradise to be more appealing. But because I believed that many roads lead to truth, I saw no need to act on what I had learned. Then I started attending the meetings of Jehovah's Witnesses. The love that the brothers showed me was like syrup on molasses, a Burmese expression describing a truly sweet experience. That love motivated me to act on what I knew to be the truth." Of course, helping people to adjust their religious viewpoint requires tact and patience. Kumar Chakrabani was 10 years old when his father, a strict Hindu, allowed Bethelite Jimmy Xavier to teach Kumar to read. He recalls, "Father warned him to teach only reading, not religion. So Jimmy told him that my book of Bible stories was an excellent book for teaching children to read. Also, after my reading lesson, Jimmy took the time to talk to Father, showing genuine interest in him. When my father started asking questions about religious matters, Jimmy tactfully told him, 'The Bible has the answers. Let's find them together.' In time, not only did my father accept the truth, but 63 members of our family also became Jehovah's Witnesses."